Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Be my hero, yeah. Baby.
I wish you could be my hero today.
I will. I'll be a hero two times over.
I'm going to put it out there, buddy.
Put it out there. Put it out in the ether.
This is top 10 hangovers.
All right. Give me the top. So this is top 10, not yeah. Top 5.
This is.
When's number one?
I remember number one. Number one was when we...
Not camping.
No, that's not. Number one was when we were in LA.
Mm.
That was the worst hangover.
Which one? And then which time?
We went for a lunch with everyone, and that was the worst I've ever felt. But this,
we went for a lunch with everyone. I don't remember that.
We went for lunch and I felt terrible. But this right now is one of the worst.
Okay.
And I think it's because as we get older,
yeah,
and we have a little too many cocktails or rosés,
mm-hmm,
it starts to kick in a lot more.
Right.
I'm not young.
In what sense?
Well. Headache,
yeah.
Tired,
huh?
Grouchy.
Well, I'm not so interested in the hangover.
Okay, what are you interested?
I'm interested in the performance of the night.
Yeah, I just. Oh.
Did a young Lang get it wrong? Did you ruin your friend's wedding?
I didn't. Oh God! As I was having an argument with Sophie last night when I was drunk.
Yeah.
I suddenly realised halfway through the argument that I was in the wrong.
suddenly realised I was an absolute bastard. And
oh my God, I don't know why.
Can you can't really back down.
No, I didn't back down.
When you've gone that deep.
No, I didn't back down.
That's the most annoying thing about booze. You know you've got this voice going,
it's terrible.
You fucked it. But it's like, do not admit defeat, carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah, why cannot. Does that happen?
I don't know.
It's not a good
it's
thing.
It's a dangerous elixir.
And so we're at the wedding. And also, I feel like weddings are places where everyone just goes a bit loopy.
It's very high. It's a heightened environment. Everything gets heightened. Do you know what I mean?
When's your worst hangover you've ever had? Oh, to all the listeners who are listening, I just saw you look into the distance.
Yeah.
Why were you looking into the distance?
Oh, gosh.
You were looking into
the... It was a dark, dark night. My worst hangover, I mean, I've had a few on this podcast, actually. There's been a couple. I think I'd been to Fabric on a Sunday night after church. And we had to do this. It was awful.
It's your church normally in the evening as well.
Yeah, it's an evening sermon. People do get up and dance though. There's a lot of singing. I was just on the tube,
mm-hmm,
on the way over here.
Yeah,
and some guy just comes down to the end of the tube, lights up a massive spliff. He's just fucking.
You're lying.
He's just chonging it, and that guy was me. I am having a wonderful day. No, this guy is just honestly like, no, he just doesn't give a shit. I thought it was like a prank or something. He's just there just smoking.
Smoking on
the
tube.
Everyone was too scared to say anything. He's just there like, yes, mate. I was like, come on.
He was smoking on the tube.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I had that on a flight once, on a flight going to Ibiza.
Yeah.
When I was much younger, and the person next to me started smoking on the flight.
Actually, that's when one of my worst hangovers was. I think we'd been in Ibiza. I don't think it was when we did the full series there. We did that trip, just like a single episode. And I don't think I'd slept for about four nights, and I'd like finally got on the plane and fallen asleep after we'd had like a massive night the night before. And I'm like drifting off, like my eyes feel so bad, like just awful, you know, and you can just feel them like swollen. Yeah. And anyway, this thing keeps hitting the back of my head. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like just ignoring it, and then it would happen again. And I'm like, I'm starting to get really fucking angry here because I've not slept for so long. Anyway, it happens one more time. And Sam Thompson sat by me. And I turn around, and apparently he's never seen anything as scary as that in my eyes. I was like, what are you doing? And then I realized as I was doing it, it wasn't actually Sam. It was these two like proper rude boys sat behind him.
I remember this.
Who I'm pretty sure were like racking up lines of drugs. Like they were getting on it on the flight. And I looked at them and I went, not going to say anything, actually. Carry on. I felt awful. Our friend once was on a flight coming back from Ibiza and fainted coming out of the loo, and their trousers fell down.
And he fell down, yeah, he fell down in the aisle.
He fell into the aisle with his...
He fell into the aisle.
Bum out.
I have a friend of mine who was on a flight once, and it always feels like coming back from Ibiza. He was coming back from Ibiza, and he had the worst hangover in the world, and he was sitting in his seat, and he got sleep paralysis in his seat, and he went to grab his friend's arm who was sitting next to him, grabbed his arm, and then came out and realized he was just grabbing a stranger's arm.
I've done that before.
Oh my god.
It's when you get the jolts, you know, when you wake up. I've woken up just in someone's face and I'm like, oh god, sorry.
Hello everyone, welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. Hey Millie, what we like to do on these little bonus episodes is give a highlight and low light of the week. So what is your highlight and your low light of the week?
I think you're gonna have to go first. I need to think about this. What's gone on this week?
My
check my phone.
My highlight of the week has to be the wedding. Weddings are just so fun. And the fact that, because I'm getting married next year, as we know, you now like take little tips and tricks from all these different things. But weddings are just, there's no other place where it's just like love and happiness and just...
Doesn't sound like that's what you were doing.
No, yeah, but until I got too drunk.
Love, happiness and abuse.
Until I got too drunk. But it is, they're so amazing. And I was man of honor. And when I was walking up with the bride, because I had to walk up, I suddenly got really emotional and everyone was looking at us. And I was like, I'm going to cry in front of everyone. It's not even my wedding. It's like, I'm about to cry.
There he is, the man of honor.
So that was my highlight. And the low light has to be.
I know this is going to be.
What?
Your food's been stolen again.
Yeah, it is.
I saw the
photos. It's so annoying. I don't understand it.
Now, do you mean you don't understand? It's a very like clear, concise plan that this guy has. The food gets delivered at 6 a.m. You don't collect it till 9. Yeah. He comes in at 7.
Yeah.
Nicks the food.
It's annoying though. But do you know what this person did? So I do this Fresh Fitness thing.
And you've not done what I said.
What?
Leave a poo in the box.
No, I'm not going to leave a poo in the box.
Yeah, it's the only way. Pause the delivery from those guys. Yeah. Leave a poo in the box.
But now, whoever this person is doing it, nicking the food outside the house, they used to take the actual bag, and so it would just be disappear.
Mm.
Now they don't care. They eat it on the doorstep. So they open up the food and eat it, and then leave the wrappers.
He's going to be in your kitchen tomorrow morning. You're right, mate. Hope you don't mind.
What's your highlight and low light?
I actually don't know. Hang on, my brain isn't working. What's been my highlight? I've had a really boring week.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's shit at the minute. It really is. My low light. Okay, my low light.
I love it that you can't find a highlight of the week, but you can find a low light.
That's the way it's going at the minute. My low light is just having to bear another intense heat wave and not being able to function in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking full on.
That's true.
I went into Hyde Park, and normally when we've got good weather, it would be like packed with people. There's no one there. People are scared.
Yeah,
scared
but we can't do what we can't do. As we said this in the UK, is in the UK we have this problem where if it's too hot we can't handle it. If it's too cold we can't handle it. We have to have this like in between middle ground, and then we feel alright.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't like the heat?
No, I actually love the heat. I just it doesn't work very well in the city. Yeah. I'll tell you what my highlight was, actually.
Here we go.
Back to something I think you said.
Yeah.
So we spoke on the podcast about a certain type of ice cream last week. Mm-hmm. The Hackney Gelato.
Oh.
And so I...
My days, it's good.
I was on the sofa, I was watching a rom-com, I felt a little bit emotional, so I ordered the banana and caramel or something. Banana...
Sorry, your highlight of the week is ordering a banana and caramel ice cream?
Yeah, it's not all about the giddy heights.
That's your highlight of the week.
Oh, I crushed another business financially.
A business financially meeting.
Okay. I crushed them.
Ate another business plan.
Who is it that said that? Someone said that to you. No, they said it to Robbo. No, or to you. I'll crush you financially. In an argument.
Yes! In South Africa. I'll crush you financially. It was one of the...
That's when you know they're fucking terrible at fighting.
Didn't know how to respond to it.
Check your bank balance.
So wait, so you're saying that your highlight of the week is the fact that you had this ice cream?
Yeah, it was really good. I ate the whole tub in one go as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You've had a busy week, boy.
I don't know what, it's a bit boring at the minute. I mean, it's summertime as well, but I'm just like, I've got the blinkers on, tunnel vision.
But do you know why?
Working a lot.
And it's because, hey, buddy.
What?
In a relationship.
Hey, that's it. Yeah, man.
There we go. Yeah.
That's what you do. You eat ice cream on the sofa and you...
You're getting a bit coy about it. When is the time that we're going to open up about the relationship?
How long have we got? When do you reckon... What's the longevity of this podcast? When do you reckon it's...
We're going to keep going for ages.
Perfect.
So we have a couple of listeners' messages. And if you want to get in touch with us, please do at Private Podcast on Instagram. We have one from Leah.
L-E-A-H.
Leah.
Yeah.
Leah says, hi, Jamie
and
Alex.
What did you think it was going to be?
Leah. Hi, Jamie and Alex. In response to Wednesday's bonus episode, I too had a gold chain fitted to my tooth.
I fucking knew it.
Because of the age of 14, I still had the majority of my baby teeth left. So instead of them naturally falling out, the dentist took them out. I was horrified, not only at the prospect of having four baby teeth taken out, but also because I was now going to be a 14-year-old girl with about five teeth left in.
I thought you said 40-year-old.
I just don't understand. So she has come back to us because Alex said that he had a gold chain attached to his tooth. I don't believe that's still a true story.
Well, it is.
To make it bigger.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make it bigger. It just that little bit of extra weight just brings it down. The laws of physics, gravity.
And so it actually works.
Yeah. Well, it also gives you a bit more confidence as well, so.
We have another one from Vicky who says, I had a gold chain too.
Here we go.
Actually, I had two.
Oh, look at... Whoa. Gangster. Here we go.
What is... That's unbelievable.
I told you, it's not a lie, buddy.
So how long do you have to wear this chain for?
I think I had it on there for a good 6 months to a year.
Really?
I didn't want it off.
Why?
My life was vastly improved with that on.
Because it just looks so cool.
Oh, I used to get a queue jumper. Tesco's.
Yeah. I would quite like the fact that maybe what you and I should go and do.
Oh, did we miss Fringe?
No, it's all this month.
All this month? Yeah. Oh, okay, I want to go. Is that right?
Yeah, it's good. I think me and you should go and get some grills made.
Some grills?
We should go and get some private parts grills made.
Yeah?
Put them on our teeth. Mm-hmm. Just roll around with them.
All right.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, baby.
Hey, I think you need it.
I feel like I need it. We have another message from a listener, Coco and Jazz, on Instagram. Hey, guys, love the podcast. I listen every week without fail. Just thought I'd tell you a short story about an experience I went through. Not a poo story. Sorry, Jamie. So here we go. I was around 24 at the time and loving going out every weekend. So I came home one night extremely drunk. As I'm sure you know, when you come home after too many sherbets, you're left very thirsty. So I stumble in. Fill myself a pint of water and get to bed. I wake up an hour or so later and drank the remainder of my water. Then wake up a few hours later with a sudden urge to vomit. With no time to stand up, let alone go to the toilet, I grab the pint glass and proceed to puke in it, filling it up. Passing out again, I then wake up again with a raging thirst and remembering I brought a glass of water with me to the bed.
No.
I downed the puke in the glass.
Jesus.
Oh my Lord.
That's grim.
That's
really not nice.
That's Lucy on Instagram.
Have you ever drunk off milk?
Why do you call it milk?
That's just the way I said it.
It's not milk.
It's milk. Pass me a pint of milk, please.
Off milk.
Off milk. No. Am I still saying it weirdly?
Yes, you say milk.
Milk. I don't know why.
Did you say it's, like weird,
it's almost like I've got milk in the back of my throat and it's like gooing me up.
No, but it's like you've got a hiccup.
Have you ever, I've done that when I was hammered, came back and started downing from a pint of milk and it was, fuck off. And
it was off.
It was off. It was fucking off. It's the worst thing I've ever done. It's horrible. It's so putrid.
Did it give you such a surprise?
It gave me such a surprise. Yeah, it was nasty.
Hey, listen, by the way, this is a quick little bonus episode. This Friday on the podcast, we have James Bay.
Oh, it's a good episode.
Hold back the river and look in your eyes. Oh. Hold back the river.
He's here with us in the studio.
He is a musician. He's had number ones. He's had Brit's awards. We chatted about the music industry. We chatted about his love life, his daughter. It was a great little episode, wasn't it?
Got a bit emotional, actually.
We did get a bit emotional, didn't we?
Yeah.
I feel like recently we've been getting quite emotional on the episodes.
Two guys, we've got hearts, so we've got to open them up.
So stay tuned for that, guys. Anything else, Alex, you
want to
add?
I want to ask you about this butt sniffer thing.
What butt sniffer?
I've seen this butt sniffer on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Is that real?
I don't think it is. I think it's a toothbrush for baby kids.
Really?
Yeah. So you put it on.
That's not a butt.
It's not a butt.
A butt scratcher.
It's not a butt sniffer.
But you would you use that?
Would I scratch my butt with the toothbrush and then smell it?
Yeah.
No.
But you do it with your fingers. So.
No, I do not. I don't know where this rumor is. I do not smell.
It's not a rumor.
I do not smell.
I've seen it.
I keep
clear as day.
Do you know the worst thing about it is every single time I go to Instagram now, someone else has sent me another video of someone sniffing their butt.
It's
all the time.
Have you got?
I'm getting trolled by
your own little fetish group going on now.
I'm just getting trolled by it. It's terrible.
Anyone listening, if you're a butt sniffer, please share it with Jamie.
Yeah, get in touch. All right, everybody, listen, we'll see you on Friday for another episode with James Bay. Until then, remember, next week we've got our bonus episode. If we don't see you, good luck. We love you. Goodbye.
Ciao. Bella.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.